Online, DAB and smart speaker.
The sound of student life in London.
This is Westminster Waves.
Suffolk's wildfire has spread over 150 hectares. Experts say that's the size of about 210 football pitches. Suffolk Fire and Rescue Service also warned the major incident response could carry on for another 48 hours. This year, England could beat the highest number of deaths caused by heatwaves since current figures began. The warning from the UK Health Security Agency comes as over 750 deaths were associated with May's heatwave, with another 2,000 linked to June's. European nations will boycott all FIFA competitions until the global body drops plans to create a company featuring private investors to run the World Cup and other events. Johnny Holmes reports.
Yes, UEFA member associations gathered virtually for a crisis meeting this afternoon after FIFA's controversial plans emerged on Tuesday, and their approach was unequivocal. A statement by European football's governing body says its 55 nations stand as one. So-called FFE would be owned and controlled by FIFA, but the intention is to sell minority stakes to private investors. The lead investor is proposed to be Thrive Eternal, a company founded by Joshua Kushner, the brother of United States President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
Record numbers of criminals are being recalled to prison in England.
A company founded by Joshua Kushner, the brother of United States President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
Record numbers of criminals are being recalled to...
I feel alone, I feel like no one really needs me. So thank you, Carly, for having a sixth sense and for calling to remind me we don't settle for depression on a Friday night. I need a pep talk. I need a hug. I need a dance floor. A good one, a life. I need to get out the house more and really start living it. Heavy as the burdens that are weighing on me. I was laying down and there's some pink and blue lies. All my girls are said as always, make a dress.
Online, DAB and smart speaker.
The sound of student life in London.
This is Westminster Waves.
UEFA's 55 member nations have united in opposition to FIFA's controversial plans for a new football venture. The associations held a virtual crisis meeting today after the proposals emerged earlier this week. UEFA says its members stand together against the plans, which would see FIFA own and control the new company while selling minority stakes to private investors. Inspectors from the Workplace Safety Watchdog have been called in to investigate a large blaze which engulfed several industrial units and a field in Essex last week. Around 100 firefighters were dispatched to Highlands Farm on Friday to tackle the blaze, which saw fertiliser inside one of the units explode while fire crews were on the scene. Andy Burnham has left the door open for future North Sea drilling. The Prime Minister's confirmed he told Donald Trump, "We can't ignore the resources there." The two leaders held a phone call on Mr. Burnham's first day in office.
Well, he did say one very good thing. He said he's going to open up North Sea oil. If he does that, you're going to be a wealthy country. If he does it reasonably, I was telling Prime Minister Starmer, open up the North Sea. Open it up. You'll be okay. Open it up.
Police have arrested a man as part of an anti-fraud investigation into the supply of PPE during the COVID-19 pandemic. The City of London Police says the joint investigation was launched in January following allegations that a former NHS employee bypassed official procurement processes to supply the £10.3 million PPE contract to a known associate and company director. And the Bank of England has held interest rates for the fifth successive time. That's despite cautioning that energy prices and an AI-driven memory chip shortage will drive inflation higher. Andrew Bailey's the governor of the Bank of England.
That tightening reflects the underlying economics, in particular the expected increase in inflation from higher energy prices, which needs to be considered alongside whether the underlying disinflation in the domestic economy will continue.
That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Holly Hughes.
You must have heard about the car finance mis-selling scandal by now, so why haven't you done anything about it? You could be owed hundreds of pounds. Now, you can claim for free using the FCA redress scheme, which your lender should contact you about if you're eligible. But if the prospect of all that is just too much, then let the Claims Guys Legal do all the work for you. If you bought a car and finance between 2007 and 20... ...contact you about if you're eligible. But if the prospect of all that is just too much, then let the Claims Guys Legal do all the work for you. If you bought a car and finance between 2007...